chasing the seven-figure, six-figure, eight-figure, fill-in-the-blank is going to be the downfall of your business. It's Jess
and Dee,
the hosts of the Conversations with a Digital Strategist podcast and the owners of the Business Hive. And we are coming at you today with episode one of our brand new podcast. Can you believe we have a podcast?
I tell you, I just don't get it. I can't believe we got this far.
We got this far. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you the lengths we have gone through.
It has been a journey.
Oh my God. You have no idea. But we are here. And our goal with this podcast is to inform, educate, and maybe entertain a little bit all the people that have small businesses, medium businesses, large businesses, nonprofits, solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, and folks that just need to get out of their job and they are looking for something else to do.
Mm. And learn how to start out the right way.
The right way, ladies and gentlemen, the right way. And we'll get into that throughout the episodes. You are going to learn about our pet peeves and the things that really grind our gears with regard to the sheer amount of information available to business owners out here today, as well as some of the unsavory types. Yes. And I like to call them gurus. They annoy me. They do. They annoy me. But we are going to set the record straight. We are going to give you all the tea. We are going to give you all the information. We are going to equip you like we're going to prepare you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're going to prepare you so that when you get out there and you see information on social media and you see, you know, all types of blog posts and videos and things like that with regard to digital strategy and digital marketing for your business, you know the real deal. And you're not plugging a hole in your dam with a Band-Aid. Okay. Sometimes some of the things the gurus like to tell you to do, it's not going to work. And so if we can equip you with the information you need to make sure that you are looking at your situation, not through rose-colored glasses,
yes,
but with actual glasses that will clarify things for you, then I will have done my job, Dee will have done her job, and we can sleep well at night.
Absolutely, because there's nothing worse than spending a lot of money with a guru and not seeing anything, no fruits from your labor, no fruits from their information.
Right. So, and, you know, one of the things that you're probably asking is, well, I mean, you're on the internet, aren't you a guru? You're trying to tell me what to do. Okay. Before we get into today's topic, which is a pretty good one, I just want to introduce us. Okay. So I'm Jess. And I am a digital strategist. No, I am not a digital marketer who started because I was bored during COVID in my living room. Not saying there's anything wrong with that, but I'm saying the information that I'm going to be giving you is based on 20 plus years in the business. I've been doing digital strategy since 2001. Actually, May 14th, 2001, because that's when I got my very first job, and it was really cool, but that's a story for a different day. Anyway, that was the beginning of my career. I knew in high school, before being, you know, a web designer or a web developer or anything like that was cool, I knew that's what I wanted to do. And so I was building websites back when they were GeoCities. Okay, so I'm really dating myself here, ladies and gents. But I have put a lot of time, a lot of effort, and some blood, sweat, and tears, she can tell you, into learning my craft, understanding people, understanding how people navigate online, how they buy online, how they buy and navigate offline. I know, right? It makes a difference. And so of all the information that I've been seeing over the years while I've worked for a ton of different companies, of all the information that I've been seeing, I've seen a lot of erroneous, just wrong information. And I got to a point where I decided people need to know the truth. So here I am sitting in front of a camera and a microphone talking to you and trying to give you just a leg up, just a little bit more information. So when you see the TikToks and you see the Instagram reels, you're not like, oh, I'll try that. That'll work for me. That'll get me to seven figures.
No.
But it's okay because I'm going to give you the information you need and then you do with it what you want, right? So Dee, why are you here?
Well, I'm here because, my goodness, first of all, I grew up in a family business, okay? So, yeah, from the time I was 6 years old, and as you can tell by all this gray hair, I'm way past 6 years old. But my parents had a family business. I started a catering business. But what I'm most proud about and sharing with you is I started a business. I started a blog. And my blog became so popular. A publishing company in Connecticut contacted me and said, we'd like to turn your blog into a book. The book turned into college classes and online courses. And so I've gone the whole gamut, the 180, all the way around. Actually, I've done a 360. And I've been in education. I was originally in education, all aspects. I taught school. I was an administrator. I worked with parents. But what I found is that to have a successful business, more than anything, you have to be accountable. You have to be responsible. You have to build a foundation. And that's where I come in, because I guide those folks, those members of the Business Hive, those people that listen to our podcast. I am going to be that voice that tells you, now, wait a minute, hold up, what are you doing? Oh, let's look at this a different way. And every once in a while, we need that. I'm not saying all the time, but that's where I am in the Business Hive. I am the voice of reason and reality. I will pull you back in when you jump out without a life suit, you know, a life
jacket.
So that's what I do. And I absolutely love working with business owners. I love it because you know what? Where you are is right in the right place, listening to this podcast right now. Something brought you here. And you should be here. This is information you need to know.
Yeah. Awesome. So now you know who we are. We would like you to let us know who you are. Now, this is an audio podcast, but it's also a video podcast. So if you like watching videos, we're over on YouTube at Conversations with a Digital Strategist. So come on over, take a look. But in the comments, let us know, who are you? What kind of business do you have? What are your pet peeves? You know, is it too much information on the internet, the wrong information? You tried this, you tried that, nothing's working. Or are you just completely overwhelmed and you're like, I have no idea which way to go. Let us know what grinds your gears, okay? All right, so... okay, so today we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic. It is called Your Business Needs a Foundation and Wanting to Make Money, Isn't It?
Oh, my. You mean I didn't go into business to make money?
Yeah.
Well, why did I go into business, Jess?
Why am I here? Okay, so no, I'm not saying that you didn't go into business to make money. You went into business to make money. I went into business to make money. People have jobs to make money. You cannot survive without money. What I'm saying, though, is chasing the seven-figure, six-figure, eight-figure, fill-in-the-blank is going to be the downfall of your business,
yeah.
Okay? So I've noticed that a lot of gurus, they hook you with, I made seven figures in 3 months. Would you like to know how I did it? And I'm like, yeah, show me. Let me see what you did. What you do? Go ahead, put it out there. Let me see what you did. And oftentimes it's like, sign up for my free blah, blah, blah. And then you sign up for it and it's nothing. But in order to get the good stuff, right? The good stuff, you have to pay $49. $49 to get my ebook. Oh, but wait. If you signed up for the $49 ebook, you might as well go ahead and sign up for the $499 course. Oh, but wait. Since you signed up for the $499 course, you might as well sign up for the $4,000 mastermind. And then I really will tell you how I made seven figures in 3 months. And then you sign up for that and they don't tell you squat. How do I know this, right?
She did that. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't stop her. I tried, guys. I tried, but I couldn't stop her. Like I couldn't stop you.
I can tell you, you know, there are some amazing gurus out there that are good at what they do. And they have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of followers. And you think to yourself, oh my God, they are doing something right, right? Like, I've been doing this for over 20 years. I've worked for nonprofits. I've worked for local governments. I've worked for Fortune 100 companies. I've worked for small mom and pop boutique agencies. I have run the gamut. I have run my own business. And through all of that, I've learned a lot, okay? And when I say I've learned a lot, I mean I've been a web designer, a web developer, analytics, data analytics, person, digital marketer, paid search marketer, SEO, usability, accessibility. I've done it. Okay, I've done it.
And you've run all these ads.
Oh my God.
Just name the ads.
Name the ads.
That you're throwing your money away on.
Yeah, I've done that
too. I'm sorry.
I've done it for companies that have $1 million budgets. $1 million budgets. So, you know, I'm not telling you, oh, I, you know, started a company and I did not start a company that went from zero to a million in 3 months. I worked for a company that is extremely name brand and ran their paid search. I worked for a government that has over a million residents and I did some of their marketing and ran their website. And sweetie, I kind of know what I'm talking about. But when you see the gurus and they have 2 million followers, you think to yourself, they must know something I don't know. And you want to give them a chance. And I've done this more than once.
And they are, by the way, great salespeople.
Oh, they're wonderful. I got to give it to them. Some of these people, I won't name any names. I am not Cat Williams, but I will tell you, these people are amazing at selling ice to Eskimos.
Yeah.
They are. They will sell things to people who don't need them. And so I say all of that to say, with our topic today, if you are chasing that seven figures, six figures, eight figures, five figures a month, $10,000 a month, if you're chasing that, you are going in the wrong direction. You need a real foundation, okay?
And what do you mean by foundation?
So that shtick, that foundational, that pad on which you can rest your business, that is strong enough to hold it when it starts leaning to the left. Okay? That thing that gets you up in the morning when you are so tired. Honey, me, right now, I've been up since 6. I'm exhausted. Okay? I've done a lot today. But I got to keep going because this is my dream. You see what I'm saying? $10,000 a month, that's going to get old real quick, especially with inflation the way it is. So you need a foundation. You need a real reason why you are running your business. Is it because, you know, you're sick of people getting taken like I am? That's why I started this. Are you wanting to feed the world the most amazing food they have ever had? That's your foundation.
I'm just sick of people telling me when to go to lunch.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I don't like to eat at noon.
Mm-hmm.
I like to eat later. Mm-hmm. Anybody here?
Mm-hmm.
And so to walk away mm-hmm. and say, you know, I'm going to do my thing so I can have, I know that sounds really superficial,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes that's all it is. You just, after 20, 25 years of that, 15 years of that, you just get tired of it.
Yes. And you want to do your own thing. So when we talk about the foundation, I want you to sit down with a piece of paper and a pen. You don't even need a notebook. Just grab a piece of paper. Grab the back of an envelope from a piece of mail you just got and a pen. And really sit there in a quiet room by yourself and understand, why are you doing this? Why do you want to do this? If you had, you know, all the money in the world, would you still be doing it? See, you know, I've always said, if I had millions and millions and millions of dollars, I wouldn't be charging for what I do. But I'd still be doing this because it's necessary, because you need it, because there's so many of you. And I want you to win. Can you imagine the type of economy, the society, the world we would be able to live in if everybody was living a dream? Oh my God. And sometimes, you know, your dream has nothing to do with owning your own business. But if everybody was out there and they were just able to live their dream, I mean, how happy would the world be? That's what I'm trying to get to. So for my little corner of the world, for all those people out there that are trying to get their business up and running, or who have a business that's up and running and it's plateaued or it's dipping a little bit, and you want to know, how do I get to the next level? That's what I'm here for. So that's why I do it. So write down, why do you do it? I mean, what's the purpose? Like, for example, when you had the Foodpreneur Institute, why did you do it?
I did it because there were thousands of people out there that wanted to start a food business, and they didn't have one clue how to get started. And they were wasting money. But also, there were people out there that didn't have the confidence. They didn't have a foundation. Their foundation was, I love to cook. And what I brought was, what do you love to cook?
Right.
'Cause you don't love to cook everything. What is going to be that thing that just makes you feel warm and fuzzy? And people get scared when they have to narrow down, because, you know, everybody wants to do everything. You can't do everything.
Right.
So, you know, on that envelope, you know, it might be the electric bill, or it might be, you know, some mail, trash mail. Turn it over. The foundation. What is your purpose? Right? And don't think about it too
mm-hmm.
hard.
Mm-mm.
Write it down right now.
Mm-hmm.
What is your purpose? And then if you think it's going to be something else, write something else.
Right.
But get it written down. If it's not written, it's not said. If it's not said, it won't be done. It can't just live off in the atmosphere, live in the air. You've got to put pen to paper.
Right. And so why are we asking you to do this? Well, the main reason is so that when you're out there and you are perusing the internet and you're on social media, you're on the TikTok, or you're on Instagram Reels or YouTube, or even just Googling something, and you see somebody and they're getting ready to start talking real fast, and they're going to be like all in the camera, and you know how they get all crazy, and I don't know how that works for people, but you know, to each his own. When you see that, I want you to pause the video, look at that piece of paper, and say, is this person going to take me to this foundation? I don't care that he said he can get you to 8 figures. He may be able to, may not. More than likely, he can't. But who knows? But can he get you to the foundation you actually want to get to? Because, baby, let me tell you something. Okay? If you're happy, the money will come. If you're happy, if you're doing what you love every day, day in, day out, the money is going to come to you because customers are going to see, wow, this is quality. This person has great customer service. They're worth it. I see the value in what they offer. I want this. I want to be with this person, this company, this brand. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, sky's the limit. Now you are going to be making the kind of money that you should be making, okay? And it's not, that's the other thing that I hate. I get you to 6 figures. That's it? I mean, is that the cap that you want? So then what? You got to go to somebody else for 7 figures? And you got to go to somebody else for 8 figures? Come on. No. Focus on your foundation. Grow your business organically. Grow your business, I'm sorry, slowly. Make your mistakes, fix your mistakes, keep going, don't stop, and succeed. That's literally, you want a recipe. You want a recipe? That was it. That's your recipe.
That's it. And understand that sometimes you're going to have to go a long way out of the way to come back a short way correctly. That's not to say you won't make mistakes. You will. And don't say you don't want to make any mistakes because you do. You learn from mistakes. Right. If I had done everything right, I would have learned nothing. All I would have done is done everything right. And there's no fun in that. And plus, I wouldn't have met all the wonderful people like you're doing right now with Jess and me, Dee. You wouldn't meet the people you need to meet to move you along.
Exactly. And remember, you could be a nerd. So, you know, I don't know about y'all. Okay, I'm dating myself. But you remember back in the day, I guess they still have them today, but Nerds candies, those were an accident. Like, they were making a different type of candy.
Right.
And the droppings from the candy that they were making ended up being really good. And so they were like, we can create these and make them into candies. And they called them Nerds. And now they've sold billions of boxes. And I love them. I have a sugar addiction, so I try to stay away from them. But I love Nerds. So be a nerd. Like, make your mistakes. Learn from your mistakes. Possibly turn your mistake into a new product. I don't know. You know, there's so much that you can do with a mistake. I don't want you to feel like, oh my God, I don't want to, well, what happens if I lose everything? You're not going to lose everything. You're not going to lose everything.
Not here at the Business Hive.
No.
Not listening to us.
No.
Because we're going to ask you questions that are going to make you think.
Exactly.
And make you, you know, examine your actions, exactly, your behaviors, and your business, which direction it's going in.
Right. So that's our conversation for the day. We would love to, again, hear from you in the comments. What did you write down as your foundation? I mean, just if you feel comfortable sharing, I would love to know what you wrote down as your foundation. And please, we would love for you to subscribe. Subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. We have a ton of content that we put out because we have a lot to say.
Yes.
So we are so happy that you joined us today. We put videos, podcast episodes up every Tuesday and Thursday. So be sure to check us out on the next episode of Conversations with a Digital Strategist. And until then,
well, we'll see you next time. And listen, write it down. I know. I saw you push that paper away.
Mm-mm, don't do that.
Go write it down right now and let us know what you wrote. See you later.
Bye, y'all.